Begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Memvav. The beginning of the days. Begin the taste of the Master. The beginning of the words of the Gemara. Vama Ula, and he says, Matam. What's the reason? Taste can explain the sugya and Ma'id Katan based on our sugya over here, where we learn the brisa our Gemara brings regarding the different jewelry. It's like vessels that are moved in the courtyard. Ula says, what's the reason why it's not considered as Mukta? Since it has a Teres Kliya Leah, that's what the proof the Gemara is bringing from this teaching of Ula. Taste explains. What's the reason why Ula has to say that the reason why you let him move the jewelry is because it has a Teres Kli on it? Is Mishum de Mashmele, because he understands the Saba Haitana that this Tana holds, Kamanda Asa Lekaman, which the Machlek is, like the one who says, forbidden Liskashet Ben Machatzer to wear this jewelry in the courtyard, because then you might come to wear it even in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the problem when you're wearing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is that you might come to take it off and show it to her friends and then carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So therefore, one's not allowed to wear it even in the courtyard. And therefore, you have to say that, but you're allowed to move it around. And how do you know you're not allowed that this Tana holds that you can't even wear it in the courtyard? Medik Tana, even the fact that the Tana says, they're like old vessels which are could be moved in the courtyard. Pirish. Like old vessels that essentially are mukta because they're primary utility for something that's forbidden, which you're not allowed to wear them, but that you're allowed to move it, meaning the shari litzach guven become you're allowed to move it for if you want to use it for something else or for its place. And therefore, Ula comes to explain. So why you're allowed to move it? Isn't it mukta? The igatar is kalilin because it has a status of a vessel on it. That's what Ula is coming to say. Because really, it is like a mukta thing, but since it has a teretz kli and it has something that it's fit for, therefore you can move it. Now, Makash Lari, the Ri finds this difficult, because the Amad Perak Misha Hafach, the Gemara Ma'id Katan Af Yud Beis Amad Beis brings that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, Nafik B'mucharta de Medusha, which Ein Perish Rashi Shem, that Rashi explains that the ring is made out of metal and the seal is made of this almug type of a wood. Now, Shomer Rabami Be'ikbet. Rabami heard that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya went out with this signet ring into a courtyard on Shabbos, and he was upset about this. Amr Rabbi Yosef, my time Be'ikbet. Why was Rabami upset? But Vatanya learned the Braisa Hashim and the Zamuchulu regarding the bracelets, the nose ring, etc. All these things, the Braisa said, they're vessels that are permitted to be moved in a courtyard. So what I mean, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya did the right thing by taking it into the courtyard. Now that asked the Ri, my parchmina. What do you mean? What's Rav Yosef asking from this bais and Rabami that you see you're allowed to take out into the courtyard? Adrabah, to the contrary, mina mashma, as we just explained before, from this bais is understood. No, the also lots is behen kedepirishner. No, that you're not allowed to go out with them into the courtyard. From the fact that we said the time that say you're allowed to move it in the courtyard, and that's what Ula came to say because as a Torah is kli, if you're allowed to wear it, then what are you saying? You're allowed to move it? Of course, it's something that's mutter. You don't have to say. That you're allowed to move it, obviously that you're not allowed to wear it. So therefore, what's he asking over there? Bahasim kama nafik, and there in that story, the Yehuda Nesiya says that he went out the mashma derech malbush that he was wearing it. So what do you mean? So that it makes sense why Rabami was bothered with this. What's this question that Rabbi Yosef is asking from this brisa? So Benir Lareid, it seems to the Ri that this duchumarta de medusha, hainu tabas shel eitz. Actually, it was a ring. The ring was made out of wood, meaning the seal was made out of wood. The way the teachers of Rashi explain, but loy shel almug, not like this almug, like Rashi explains, because the almug in mefarish Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah of Chavgimel and Alf explains, it's kesisa, and v'hacha kama dimedusha, so it's something else. So rather, the seal was shel eitz achuhu, some other type of wood, shem medusha. And what's the significance of this? Says the Ri, the ain't shame takshalav, and therefore this is not considered as a jewelry. When you take it out into the courtyard, when you're wearing it, loy hava kishud. That's not considered in this concern about wearing jewelry. It's just like moving it. And therefore, Rav Yosef knew the Rav Ami loy ikpid el mishim tiltil. So he realized that what was bothering Rav Ami was not regarding wearing, because it's not a jewelry, it's only regarding moving. Oh, v'hashta ma'isi shabim mach brisa. Therefore, it makes sense what the Rebbe is asking from this brisa. The shari l'taltol that you are allowed to move it in the court. L'tzar gufa l'tzar mekame. Kashar kelim shom lachmalis. Like all other vessels, which are generally used for a prohibited thing, like this ring, then the tal l'tzar gufa l'tzar mekame. That you're allowed to move it for itself or for its place. And therefore, that was Rebbe's question. Now, Tesis points out that Benafik, when it says that he went out, means lochatzer kamei. Went to the courtyard. Aval Rosh Hashanah asur. But to Rosh Hashanah, that most definitely would be asur to go out with this type of ring. Because I'm reading the paragraph darlik. The Gemara says even of samach tesam and aleph. Who gavered enough b'macharta medusha? There was a person that went out with this ring that we're discussing. This chumarta de medusha. And he went out to the street to the Rosh Hashanah. A chazler b'yudin nesia. The same b'yudin nesia saw him, and kasye. He hid that he was holding this ring because he was embarrassed from Yehuda Nasiya. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, "Kugain Zeh, like such a person who, although he desecrates the Shabbos, but he's embarrassed and he does it in hiding and not out in the public, Mevatel Rishus, he could nullify his domain." What that means is, regarding the Mavui, that all the different courtyards had joined together for that alleyway, and in the Shetuf and Mavui, and one of them had forgot to join. So if he's a Yisrael, he could just nullify his domain to the other people, the Mavi, so that they could carry with it. But if he's a Kuti or a non-Jew or Machal Shabbos, so then you can't just nullify your domain, you're not considered as a Yid. Rather, they have to rent from him. So that's what he's saying. But such a person, Rabbi Yehuda, who he holds within the Gemara, that only someone who's Machal Shabbos ben Fahesia cannot be Mevatel Rishos. But since he's doing a Betina, he's like Yisrael, and Mevatel Rishos. One thing we see is that this permissibility of taking out this Chamarta, the Medusha, is only to the Chatzar and not to the Rishos Aram. Next, Taisa Deb Masnas begins the words of the Gemara, Ivatnan, but we learned in the Mishnah, B'Shemenam, he says, Kol she'in mumin nikr b'erv yamtiv, if the blemish is not recognizable from before yamtiv, ein zemen amuchan, that's not considered bepid. Which Taisa comes to explain the proof that the reasoning of B'Shemen is because of mukta, which is what the Gemara's question is. Now, Zabai asked a contradiction to Rabbah. On the one hand, we know B'Shemen says, the left of the oil in the lamp is going to be permitted, not like Rabbi Yehuda, where obviously we hold less late mukta. On the other hand, the Mishnah says regarding the firstborn animal, as our Taisa Deb Masnas quotes, it fell into the pit on Yamtiv. Rabbi Shimon says, okay, if the blemish was not recognized from Erev Yamtiv, it wasn't considered prepared. Ninal slaughter on Yamtiv. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon holds Islay Mukta. Now, but Kashlari, but the Ri is bothered. He says, Micah Parch, what's the Gemara's question? Har Karchach Taimad Rabbi Shimon, what do you mean? We know the reason why Rabbi Shimon says that the firstborn animal is not considered prepared, Ninal slaughter on Yamtiv. Is Lamishum Mukta? What are you asking? Contradiction of Mukta? Not because of Mukta. Elamishum the Savrit for a different reason, because he holds the Ein Rayin Mum Yamtiv. You cannot analyze blemishes on Yamtiv in the animal, either because it's like fixing or it's like doing a judgment, which is forbidden rabbinically, because actually we can prove the Harbi Huda, the Isli Tvei Mukta, who he actually has a more stricter interpretation of Mukta. Shari Hasim, he says you're actually allowed to be look at the blemishes on Yamtiv. Beresh Ein Sadin, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Ein Sadin, there in Beyad al Chavema Beis. Becharsh Nafal Abar, he says, if a first one animal fell into a pit, he says, Yerid Mum Chavir, let the professional go down and check. Im Yesh Be Mum, if there's a blemish, Yalav Yishchad, he could go and take it out and slaughter it. Im Lav, Im Not, Lo Yishchad. So what are you saying? What's the contradiction of Mukta? It's nothing with Mukta. So it says, Yisham, what you could say is, you're right, it's because of that you're not allowed to see Mumin, either because Masakan or like a making a Din Tairam. But the daik, the inference that the Gemara is making, that Abai is making, is medulay katani from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say Reb Shimon Ayis. Reb Shimon says forbidden lefisha ein roin mumim b'yamtiv because you cannot look at blemishes on yamtiv. Because that wording to have a mashma, that would have sound like yeah leketchila aser, only initially it's forbidden. But the yevin mavuka, but after the fact, okay, now it's checked and now it's okay and we don't say mukta. But Amidigtani, from the fact that his words are Ein Zem and Amuch, and that's not considered prepared, Mashm, it sounds like that yes, to have a Mukta is considered set aside, and that if I feel a Bikra in the Mavukra, that even if it's checked, it's not going to be considered checked because of Mukta, and therefore that was Abai's question that it's a contradiction. Now, explains Taisa, Bahachi Pligi, and that's their Machlaikis over there. You could check blemishes on Yamtiv. How could I have a Mukta? It's not Mukta. Because the Ma'ir b'Nafal by Mumah Erev Yamtiv, the blemish was already there from before Yamtiv, because the Mukil Lahasim, and therefore he already thought about it, and if it wasn't out of sight, out of mind, and yeah, you could check for a moment, so therefore what should make it set aside? But Reb Shimon Sava Ein Ron, you cannot check for blemishes. Oh, Kachafel Abikri, they wouldn't even be checked. Ein Mavukar, it's not considered checked, because even if you're going to ultimately check it, but Mishum Mukta, and that was Abai's difficulty, that seems to be a contradiction. But then Taisa says, tell me if you're going to say, Taisa asks to take a second look, because this is all Abai here in our sugya. But the Bebei Mashma, the Gemara Bei, it sounds like the Bei is Sebe Ka'adda Bar Uchmi, which is Dhamma, that he says, L'Reb Shimon, that Hecha de Nafal Bei Mum Me'erv Yamtiv, if it develops a blemish from before Yamtiv, in Bikri Mavukar, that if you checked it, it is considered checked, which contradicts the way we're saying it over here in our Sugya, which he says that, according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be Mukta. Because Dhamma Bei Hasam, Abai says over there, Kavosei de Rabbe Bar Avhun Mistabra. It's logical to say the way Rabbi Bar Avuna says it, that he says that a firstborn animal that was born on Yom Tov with its blemish, you could check it on Yom Tov according to Reb Shimon, even like a tchila. Medikhtani tlas bavei bebraisa. Of course, there's three cases in the braisa, which first the braisa said that if it develops a blemish from before Yom Tov, you cannot check it on Yom Tov. Which sounds like, initially you can, but after the fact, it's okay. Then the braisa says another case. If it develops a blemish on Yom Tov, Shimon says, ein zeh menamuchan, which is the words we're quoting here in our Gemara, which sounds like that even b'dieved, if you went and checked, it's ein zeh menamuchan, it's going to be mukhtze. And then the braisa says, and they all agree, that if it's born with its blemish, that is considered prepared. Which sounds like that even in Likatchila you could check it on Yom Tov. Well, Mukma, and some take out this is a parenthesis, Mukma hahi braisa ka adabar ochmi, and explains that braisa like adabar ochmi. Now, obviously, this that he explains, and he differentiates between if it developed a permanent blemish from before Yom Tov, which then he says that initially you're not allowed to check it in Yom Tov, but after the fact, if you check it, it's going to be considered checked. And he differentiates that lenufel b'mum b'yom tov, if it develops a blemish on Yom Tov, that even after the fact, if you checked it, it's not going to be considered checked. Mishum d'menufel b'yom tov, because when it develops a blemish on Yom Tov, ikatlasi miyamer. Then there's three what we call miyamers. Could they come by some, like the Gemara is going to say shortly that when it develops a blemish on Yom Tov, first of all, who says give me a blemish? Who says give me a blemish kavua? And who said that a sage is going to go ahead and permit it for him? So the difference can be muktzah. Whereas a benafel by me'erev Yom Tov, if the blemish starts from erev Yom Tov, so like elachad me'emer, then there's only one who says, where, what do you mean, you already know it has a blemish and it's a permanent blemish. It's just that who said the mizdakik lechachem that a chachem is going to go ahead and permit it for him. So therefore, that's why he says over there, that's not considered muktzah. And you're allowed to slur on Yom Tov. Oh, now this is the question of Taisus. So if that's the case, how Abaya holds as obvious from the Gemara with the Mbeya, so my kashim neshachavo, so what's Abaya asking the contradiction? From the other case of the lamp that was extinguished, Rabbi Shimon says, it's permitted, there's no muktzah. What do you mean, the leka kalhani miyamer? But you don't have all these miyamers. In contrast to Bukhar that developed a blemish on Yom Tov with his three miyamers, who said? So that's Rabbi Shimon says muktzah. But when there's only one miyamer, yeah, we see Abaya explains over there that that's not considered muktzah. So therefore that makes sense by neshachavo. What's his contradiction? So say, Sabi Hashem, what you can say is the chaz by Abaya. Abaya ultimately retracted velesli da adaba ochmi. He doesn't hold this differentiation between a firstborn that develops a blemish from before Yom Tov to one that develops a blemish on Yom Tov. When he heard the braisa that says like Rebaishia, which he brought a braisa that said, yeah, whether it develops a blemish from before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov, the sages say it's not minamuchan, because the adaba ochmi mishabash vatani, that he taught his mishnah is mistaken. The masnit in the hasam nami deka gravisha, because the mishnah over there is also it's inferred like Reb Asia that there's no difference between if it develops a blemish from before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov. Can the farash like the gemara over there explains from the fact that it says Reb Shimon says whenever the blemish was not recognizable from before Yom Tov, it's not menamuchan, and if the blemish was not recognizable, obviously what's it coming to tell us? Rather, no, it wasn't seen by the sage from before Yom Tov if it's a mum kavoy or not. But even though it was there, so he says it's not menamuchan, which is like a vayishi, and therefore we must say that he retracted from there, and therefore that's why he's asking from here. Yeah, even if there's one miyamer, which actually that relates to the next taisus, that then we would still say that it's muktzah, and therefore that was the contradiction of Abaya. The next taisus to Maslach begins the words of the Gemara, miyamer denafel beimumu. Who said that it's going to develop a blemish? So I just can explain that this that Rabbi says three miyamers, continuation like from the previous taisus, wasn't necessarily even by one miyamer. Even there, Reb Shimon would say it's going to be awesome. Which again, like we said before, this was the contradiction that we had asked regarding Ner Shachava and regarding the Bechair. So the Gemara answered that there's a difference. By the Ner Shachava, he's Yeshem Mitzapa. By the Bechair, he's not, because who said it's going to develop blemish? Who said it's going to be permanent? Who said that the Chacham is going to permit it to him? So therefore, there Reb Shimon's Maida that he's not waiting and it's out of sight, out of mind, it's going to be mukt. Now, but says Tais near it seems, the Chalhani Meyemer to come a rabbi, this that he says, who said, lav davka. It's not necessarily that you have that many tzedudim to say it's not going to happen, to say it's going to be mukta. Because the Reb Shimon Aser, Reb Shimon actually says, forbidden afil benovel by mum kavu me'er Yom Tov, even if it already had a permanent blemish from before Yom Tov. The hashtolek elachad Meyemer, where there's only now one Meyemer, which is the Mizdak lechachem, is the sage going to permit it from or not? So obviously you see it doesn't need three, it's even with one miyamer. How do we know that Reb Shimon says even such a case is going to be muktzah? Dokar Reb Yehuda. Because Reb Shimon is going under Reb Yehuda. Deloi shari el kashayi bay mum kavu me'er Yom Tov. Reb Yehuda himself only permits it if it was shown to the sage and it would develop a blemish from before Yom Tov. And because, how do we know that? Because the Haparach, the Gemara over there in Masechtas Beit of Chavam and Alv, it asks over there, Ahad the Kamer Behuda. On this, Rabbi Behuda said that if it had a blemish, then you could go ahead and take it out and slaughter it. Vimlav, if not, Leishchad, you can't slaughter it. So the Gemara said, Pshita, obviously, that if it didn't have a blemish from before Yom Tov, then you can't slaughter it because it would be Muktzah. The Gemara says, "Lo tzurich, no, it's necessary." No, it had a blemish, but a temporary blemish from the day before. The hashtav limum kabu, and today it became a permanent blemish. Now, the Tim, what would you say? Keeping the daiti levay, since yesterday he was thinking about it, because it had somewhat of a temporary blemish. Nishchad, you could slaughter it. Kamash malan, then no, if it didn't have a permanent blemish from before Yom Tov, then it's going to be mukta. So says Taisim, king of that's the case, hard to come. And then this that he said, "Imiyesh b'mum," that if it did have a blemish, then yalav yishchad rebudo, not like Rishon says, you could take it and slaughter it. Then obviously that it was a permanent blemish from before Yom Tov, because we're saying that if it didn't, then you can't. If we're saying that it does, then you could, it means that a mum kavua from before Yom Tov. And that Rav Shimon's kind of disagreed with you, then he says, no, it's forbidden, even though it had a mum kavua from before Yom Tov, and there's only one miyamer. So therefore you see, that must be one miyamer is enough for Rav Shimon to say it's muktzah. Now, it says, Taisa Mephila la'ad de bar ochmi. The Shor Rav Shimon b'di'evet, that he says, Rav Shimon holds it's mutter after the fact. If it developed a blemish, a mum kavua, from before Yom Tov, b'chad miyamer, if there's one miyamer, then who said the sage is going to permit it? But mikamakam, but nafal by mum oivim erev Yom Tov. But if it only developed a temporary blemish from before Yom Tov, diketarti miyamer, where there's only two miyamers, but more than one, b'chari mash mahasam da aser. It seems like that even he would agree that according to Rav Shimon it's going to be aser. And because this that he only permits is by one miyamer, but by two miyamers, that will hold that it's going to be aser. But one thing is that we see, but you don't need three miyamers. It seems to love dafkein. Like we said before, it's not precise. That even one miyamer is sufficient. And he says, like we see, one of the questions the Gemara brings from Rami Chama on this, that Rabbah said that a Bukhari is difficult, there's three miyamers. The parch michad miyamer, the question he asked was from a one miyamer. Where he says, well, what do you do with the husband being made for the nadarm of his wife on Shabbos? And we don't say it's muktzah what she took a neder, even though there's only one miyamer. Who said the husband's going to do it? So you see, it's not necessarily three miyamers, it's even by one miyamer. Here next ties the master, this begins the words of the Gemara, miyamer de mezdaki laba. The Gemara asks, who said that her husband, she's going to think, who said her husband's going to go ahead and be made for her neder? Tries to come to explain the Gemara's question regarding this of that the husband being made for the neder on Shabbos, where the Gemara asks that regarding this teaching, Rambam Chama asked on Rabbah, where he said, wherever there's a svar miyamer, then Rav Shimon hold it's going to be muktzah. What do you do with the husband that he can be made for the neder? What do you mean the wife should say miyamer? Who said the husband is going to be made for, and therefore it should be muktzah for her, even if he ends up being made for the neder? But that place asks, Ma'avagav de perish and najimahem. What do you mean? Even though the produce that she took a vow from them, ainam muktzim le'in and teltel, they're not muktzah regarding moving them. Why? The chazal shab and the other. What do you mean? They're fit for other people. Did not take a neder from them. So how could you compare that to Bechayr, where there, if it's muktzah, it's muktzah for everybody. But we could say the migidis katzay ben hashmashes mechalasim. But since it's muktzah ben hashmashes for the woman from eating it, because like who said the husband is going to permit it? It's katzay lekuliyem. We could say that it's still muktzah the whole day regarding her eating it, even though regarding others, yes, it's permitted to move it, because it's permitted for others. But for her eating, we should say that it's forbidden. Or Inam, you could say that actually, no, my repair shalah. It's not that she made just general food in the world forbidden on her. It was her own produce, vasras and chaladim, and she made it forbidden for everyone. Where then it's forbidden for muksa, for everyone, meaning even for her moving, because no one could use it because she made it forbidden on the whole world. And that's the question, that it should be muksa, and that way you can say izim for teltum, because miyemid mizdak labal. Again on these words, who said that the husband's going to permit it for her? Just contemplating, why isn't it that most definitely he will permit it for her? And that is because, as Taisa explains, tame, it's a wonder. Me, dummy? Is it comparable to the case of the Bukhar? Hasam, vade lo mezdaki lechacham. This is how Taisa understands the sugya. So they most definitely, the sage is not going to, and therefore that's why the person is saying, who said a sage is going to do it? Why would a sage not permit it? Because they ain't roim mumim b'yamtiv. You're not allowed to go ahead and analyze blemish on yamtiv, and therefore it's going to be muktzah. There's no prohibition for the husband to be made for the wife's neder on Shabbos. So most definitely mizdaki labal. So of course he will go ahead. So why are we saying miyamer? More of it says Tosafot, less lamema mi yemer. We can't say over here that who said the husband's going to do it, and why not? Because we can prove because the Rabbi Yehuda the Ksaver Roy Mum Biyamtu. Because we find Rabbi Yehuda who says that you are allowed to see blemish on Yamtu. Lo yemerim yemer. By him we see, but we don't see the logic of yemer because if something permitted, why wouldn't they do it? So here also, why are we saying the husband wouldn't do it? Why are we even asking this a yemer of the husband? Some what you could say is, yeah, the bal nami lo nichle this dakik. Yeah, the husband also at times doesn't want to go to be made for her nether. Because the zimnan, the shari, and the dharm, shenadul la mitzvah, because at times he might be permitting a vow that she took for a mitzvah purpose, which is actually forbidden for him to be made for. And therefore, even by the husband, it could be applicable that miyamer the mizdakik lo bal. We continue next stage, the matzah begins with words of the Gemara. Hasam over there, iloy mizdakik le chacham. If a sage is not going to do it for her, sagil la begimel adyetis, it will be sufficient with three commoners, and therefore there's no miyamer. Aval hacha b'chulu b'b'b'char is different. Says can explain that even though we do find three hadyotis can be matur by Bukhar, that's only by bona fide, well obvious blemishes. Whereas the Gemara was differentiating and answering the question, the reason why there's no miyamer by Nadarim is because, okay, even if I can't be matur neder with a chacham, hadyotis could do it, so there's no miyamer. But by the Bukhar, it has to be with a sage. On that taste is ba'avid v'avgav the parakam of the chul, even though in the first parakam of the chul, base Amr Abihud Amr Abihirmiya, Safik Mishmei the Rav, it's not clear if he said the name of Rav, Safik Mishmei the Shmuel, but what he says is, Gimel Matir Nesa Bukhar B'makam Shem Mumcha, three people could permit the firstborn animal with a blemish if there's no sage around, if there's no professional, so why are we saying Bukhar is any different than the Dar? Says Tesis Hainudavka Bemoman Mavhaka, that's only by clear cut blemishes. Kikinismus Enoi, if the eye is blind, the nikta yada, its hand is cut off, nishbar ugly, its foot breaks. Kamin Bashili Kopsula Magdash, like the Gemara says, Mukharis, Taflamid Vav on the base. And therefore, there's still a difference that Bukhar, but by all other types of blemishes, does need a chacham. Additionally, Tesis says, Bachanamidav Motzla Maimim, truth is, the Gemara could have also said, Miyamir de Mizdakiki le Gimel Hadjaitis. That who said that three commoners are going to do it for her? Because this is all based on Tais's previous logic. The Vadi Lem is Dakile. No, even three commoners are not going to do it for her. Because it's forbidden to three to see blemishes on Yamtiv. So that's the truth. Therefore, even if, let's say, we didn't say that it's only for Mum and Mefakin, yeah, we would still differentiate between Bukhar and the Dharm because that's permitted. Here it's forbidden. So then says Tais, so then why does the Gemara say that that's the Miyamer that who said a sage is going to do it for her? Because like we said before, because ultimately a sage could do for all the dharm that we picked it, but the truth is, the same logic would be even by Gimel Yaitis. Now says Taisus, Lefiza, based on this, Asi Shaper Gabi Tevel. So now it makes sense what the Gemara said previously of Mem Gimel and Alf regarding untithed produce. The Gemara says that Tevel is considered Muchen regarding Shabbos. It's not considered Muktzah. Why? What I mean, you can't use Tevel. Because in Avi particular, the Gemara says if you go and you violate it and you do separate the tithes, Mesukin is going to be fixed. Oh, so says Taisus, that's like we're saying over here. The davka chacham amahachalay mizdakik, because yeah, it only over here a sage did we say that he's not going to do it. Al gimel adyaitis, but by three commoners lo yamer miyamer. This is different than what we just said before. I'll tell you again about to point out in a second. Oh, that's why we say chacham. But by three adyaitis, we don't say miyamer because it's possible that they will violate and they will look at the blemishes on yamdu, just like we say regarding tevel. But Amiwa, I've ever said Saisal, Lafima Shakasad Navim, but what we just said before, the Hachanam have a Motsi Lameima Bechul, that yeah, we could have said that actually it's not only by sage that we say Miyamer, but even by three commoners also will say Miyamer because it's forbidden. So actually, Loya Asher Shabbat Tevel. And actually, it doesn't work out well to understand why is Tevel considered Muchen regarding Shabbos, because if you violate, it's fixed. But when we say over here by Bechar, that even by the three Hedyaitis, we don't say that they're going to do it, and therefore it is Muktzah, so why don't we say that Tevel is also Muktzah? Like we had previously explained. And so he said, so why do we pick in the context of Miyamer for a sage? It's Mishum Demata B'chal Mumen. That's only because he permits by all blemishes. But the Iker Taima, the primary reason is Mishum Dehachi Iker Yisura, is that because over here there's a prohibition to permit the Bechayr, and therefore, even if he's going to permit it, it's still going to be Muktzah. But Hasam Leka, over there, there's no prohibition with the husband to make for the nether, and therefore, again, that's why there's no miyamer. But hadanakat hasam, this that it says over there, mlum is dakik lechacham, that if there's not going to be a sage to be made for haneder, like we said, but then sagi begimel agaitis is sufficient with three commoners. Now, what do you mean? Avagav deshari, but what do you mean? Didn't we say it's permitted to be matir neder? So what are you saying? Is that chashav mukta, it would be considered mukta iloi sagi le begimel agaitis. It's still, you have to say that it's sufficient with three commoners, is because even though it's something that's permitted to be done, but it wasn't sufficient with three commoners, then maybe she might not get a sage, and then she's, even though it's something permitted, and she will be Masir Das, and therefore you still needed the element of the three commoners to say that you could do it with those three people, which, yeah, we'll do it because it's not forbidden, to say, therefore, there's no mukta by the halacha of being Mata the Nether. The next text, the Masir Das begins, where's the Gemara? Kavsa in. Oh, it sounds like only if it goes out, then it should be permissible. Like Kavsa life, it doesn't go out, it doesn't. Now, Taisus explained, why didn't Abaya ask from the Reisha, which explicitly says in Reb Shimon's Halacha, that you're not allowed to move a lit lamp on Shabbos? And that is, Abaya asked Rav Yosef, did Reb Shimon really say, if it goes out, then you're allowed to move it, which sounds like, but if it's lit, then you're not allowed to? Oh, but what's the problem? Because it's going to go out, that's the problem with Dovah Shem Miskavah. But Taisus bothered. Why is Abaya asking from the Diuk, when he says, if it goes out, then you're allowed to move it, but the inference is, if it didn't, then you're not allowed to? What do you mean? The beginning of that teaching said that all lamps you're allowed to move in Shabbos except for a lit light. So that's the norm of the Gemara, the Avagav Deva Matzla Asui Reisha. Even though you could bring the Reisha, the first part of this teaching, the Ketan Behedya that says explicitly, Chutzman Nera Delik B'Shabbos, Rav Shimon permits moving all types of lamps except for the one that's lit on Shabbos, Ma'is is safer for Daikman, he still brings the safer and actually infers from it to say only when it goes out. But when it's lit, you're not allowed to, even though again it was explicitly really in the Reisha. So next Taiz Demasul says, begins the words of the Gemara. That, oh, wherever, if you had intention, so that's different. Oh, if it is a biblical prohibition, which places bothered, that actually even the lit lamp, even if you intend, it's still not going to be a, because the Gemara had asked a difficulty. Does Reb Shimon really say when it goes out, you're allowed to move it, but if it didn't, when he went slit, you're not allowed to move it? What do you mean? What's the problem? Oh, because it might go out? But that's a Dev Hashem Miskavin. Reb Shimon says Dev Hashem Miskavin is mutter. So the Gemara attempts to say that, oh, there's a difference. By the dragging of the bench, we, even if you did intentionally, it's only Yisrael Rabbanon, because it's a Klacher Yad type of a Chayfer. So then he holds Dev Hashem Miskavin is mutter. Here by Kibui, where if you did intentionally, it would be Yisrael Deraisa of Kibui, of extinguishing which one of the Amalachas. So therefore, even by Dev Hashem Miskavin, he says, yeah, rabbinically, it is prohibited. But that's Taisa bothered him. Tim, if you're going to say, wait a second, the Hocha Bekibo, even here, if the lamp would go out, it would be extinguished, Leke Suri Darais Leb Shimon. No, it wouldn't be the biblical violation, according to Reb Shimon. Because the Malacha Chen Tzuch Legufi, besides the fact that Dov Hashem is Kavan, no, even if he had Kavana, it's something that you don't need for it itself. You don't need the actual extinguishing. So it's considered a kilkel, and therefore it's actually not the biblical violation of Kibo. So what he's saying, that it's Iki Suri Darais? So it says, Reb Shimon, what you could say is the Hocha Kavan, this is what he's saying. The chimechaven ikke isur deraisa. Yeah, if you intended it would be a biblical violation, when could grain, for example, bepsila, betzok la'ava, regarding a wick that you need to singe it, where then you're actually coming to fix it, you needed to have the fire to put it out to make this into a bona fide wick, which that would be an isur deraisa. Which says afa pishazat teretz dachaku. Even though this is a contrived answer, but habalav achiparach l'shabbat. Besides this difficulty on this interpretation, the Gemara anyways has a good challenge on this, as we see from the law of Klayim, that it doesn't make a difference if there is the Rabbanon. So therefore, yeah, although that's a difficulty, but that's what the Gemara is attempting to say at this time, that if you had Kavana, and it would be a Malacha Tzrich Lagufa, then it would be Issei Deraisa, and then maybe over there, even when there's Dov Hashem Miskavan, he would say that that would rabbinically be prohibited. This is the interpretation of Harav Pyrrhus.